What not to do? Burn out, overpromise, or build ministry on constant availability in addiction recovery chaplaincy? Burnout often begins with compassion that has lost its boundaries. A chaplain sees real pain, real relapse, real family grief, and real spiritual hunger. The chaplain wants to help. That desire is good. But if the chaplain begins to overpromise, answer every crisis alone, and build ministry on constant availability, the ministry becomes unsafe. One mistake is overpromising. A chaplain may say, "Call me anytime. I will always be here," or "I will make sure you do not relapse." Those words may sound caring, but they promise more than the chaplain can provide. A recovery chaplain should be honest and steady, not unlimited. A wiser phrase is, "I care about you and I want you connected to the right support." If this becomes urgent, we need to involve your sponsor, recovery leader, pastor, crisis support, or emergency help. Another mistake is becoming the only helper. When a person in recovery says, "You are the only one I trust," the chaplain may feel honored. But healthy recovery needs a stronger support circle, not a smaller one. The chaplain should encourage sponsor communication, recovery group connection, church support, counseling when needed, and family support when appropriate. A third mistake is carrying relapse personally. A chaplain may think, "If I had answered the phone, maybe they would not have used." Sometimes chaplains must review whether they acted wisely, but they must not take responsibility for another person's choices. The chaplain can support recovery, but cannot live recovery for someone else. A fourth mistake is neglecting your own soul. Chaplains need prayer, worship, scripture, Sabbath, family rhythms, supervision, peer support, and debriefing. If you hear pain constantly but never bring your own soul before God, you may become numb, resentful, controlling, or exhausted. What helps? Clear communication limits, team-based ministry, written policies, referral pathways, debriefing after hard situations, rest, prayer, honest supervision, humility. What harms? Secret rescue, private dependency, personal loans, unsafe rides, constant texting, spiritual pride, and refusing help because you think strong chaplains should carry more. Burnout is not proof of faithfulness. Sometimes burnout is a warning that boundaries have collapsed. Sustainable chaplaincy does not mean caring less. It means caring wisely enough to remain faithful for the long road,